Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Hey, it's Gavin and Katie. Thank you so much for finding our podcast. Where'd you get it? Odyssey app? Hope so. Spotify, Apple Podcasts, doesn't matter.
We're everywhere.
It just matters that you're listening, and we love you for that, and almost as much as we love BetterHelp.com.
It's keeping us healthy in our minds.
Right. You like this podcast?
Right.
You like the giggles and chuckles?
Why do you think that is?
It's from BetterHelp.com, and they're online therapists. Yeah. They're keeping us from going over the edge. They keep us right on it. Listen, here is the full show. Enjoy.
Wake up smiling every morning, thinking about
the wake up call.
The wake up call.
The wake up call.
Wake up, wake up.
It's the wake up call.
106.5 The End.
This is my favorite moment from the holidays. Oh, we had carolers come to our door, and my kids had never seen carolers before, right? So we get a knock at the door, we all come running over, we open the door, and there's a group of folks standing there, and they're like, hark the herald angels. And my son just stared at him for like 3 seconds, and he goes, Alexa, skip.
December 17th, 2025. My phone's all wonky this morning. It's in SOS mode. Is anybody else's phone in SOS mode?
No.
Yes.
It is?
No.
Mine's not in SOS.
No. No.
You check on the top right.
No, I'm looking. I just can't see.
Oh. Oh, boy.
It says 5-0. No, it says 5G. But the 5, if you can't see, looks like it could be an S.
Okay.
Nope, I'm good.
All right.
It's dark in here and I can't see anymore.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, LASIK. I didn't get lasers on my eyes.
Do you want
lasers
maybe we on should your start
eyes?
Wearing
I
glasses.
Would like lasers on my eyes.
Could somebody please get lasers on Katie's eyes?
Yes.
It'd be nice if she had that.
I mean,
for Christmas.
I just, like, my eyes, in the last year have really gone downhill.
Right, right.
Probably not because of age. Probably because of stress.
Probably. Yeah, something's going on, man. I just got like 15 text messages that I already got last night. Something weird's going on. But anyway, though, Russia, if you're watching, we see you.
How do I look?
Katie wants some lasers on her eyes.
Right. No, not Russian lasers.
Wow.
Sorry.
Chinese lasers?
Because
they're probably spying on us, too.
Sure.
They seem more reliable. I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
All Russian lasers would just be like American lasers.
So much from China.
Yeah, right, right.
You know?
Right.
So, like, what's a laser?
It'll just be more expensive now.
Yeah.
How are you guys?
Great. We went to Ye Olde Spaghetti Factory last night.
Your family did. Not you and
our
Kevin.
Our family.
Yep.
For our now 12-year-old Audrey's birthday.
Did you get the caboose?
Sure did.
Oh, no.
There was nobody else in there. And I said, my boyfriend made a reservation at Ye Olde Spaghetti Factory. So
I'll bet that made a little bit of his soul leave his body.
I don't know. I mean, he was happy because that's where Audrey wanted to go. And when we got there, I
did. He have to say like, and the reservation was for the caboose.
No, he was unaware of the caboose.
Okay,
this was his first Old Spaghetti Factory experience, mm-hmm. And so when we got there, I said, "That's an empty caboose," and I leaned over the hostess desk and I go, "Hey, I don't know if you can pull any strings, but we'd love to get up in that booth."
I don't care whose section is up. I want the caboose.
Yeah, and it was just us in there for a while.
That's great.
Yeah.
Weird, but great.
Why is that weird?
That nobody was there. It was just you in an empty restaurant.
Nobody else was in the caboose.
Oh, in the caboose.
The
okay.
restaurant, there were plenty of people in the
I
restaurant.
I see. All right.
Yeah.
Shout out to our company who, our Christmas bonus came for the first time ever, a Christmas bonus. They got us Odyssey hoodies.
I think they're nice.
Yeah.
I do have to. I got a medium, which I love that they think that I'm a medium.
They picked our sizes.
Well, I'm sure at some point we submitted our sizes, but like in a men's just crew neck t-shirt, I'd be a medium. But in a hoodie, I need a large. I can fit a medium, but it's tight in my bosom.
Yeah,
and I want to be swimming in my hoodie a little bit.
Yeah.
So I don't know if there's like a return desk or exchange. Are we accepting exchanges?
Just ask for the receipt.
Yeah. probably emailed it to me.
You get it wherever you get your Odyssey sweatshirts.
Right.
Obviously, Nordstrom, JCPenney,
yeah.
Macy's.
The Rack.
Mm-hmm.
So I do have some inside scoop on these sweatshirts.
Okay.
So they are black.
Yeah.
And then our company logo, Odyssey, is in orange, which is like our color.
Mm-hmm.
That's our color.
Color?
The company's logo color.
Yeah.
Oh, Odyssey's. Yeah.
Yeah. I have it on good authority that a gentleman named Mark, who is, I wouldn't call a fashionista.
Oh.
Really wanted these all to be orange.
He has one that's
orange.
He has
one.
Yeah.
Yeah, that orange is way too bright.
It's too orange.
Yeah?
You have to be a special kind of person to pull off bright orange.
You're like a walking cone.
And I am not that person.
Right.
And this is from the same guy that asked me, what is cocktail attire?
Okay.
So I'm glad we didn't leave it up to him to start like making decisions on, you know, what we're going to be wearing.
I like his orange one.
For him?
I mean, I like this one too. It's just going to get like dog and cat hair on it. But
what would you wear more often? Black or orange?
Oh, between the two colors? Black.
Yeah. Yeah, of course.
Black's my thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But also orange is no one's thing.
Yeah.
I think you're really missing the orange part of this.
Unless you're a construction worker.
Right, and we're not.
We're the kids of Caltrans.
Oh, that's true.
Right. You know?
We're neither.
Right.
So, I'm relieved.
Yeah.
Because red hair and orange.
Not a good combo.
No.
Peacock green would have been good.
That would have been. I wish somebody would have done that. Would have made sense. Mm-hmm. But.
Or the other part of the Odyssey, like color scheme is like a really cool, like royal blue. That would have been cool. Mm-hmm. Like the royal blue with the orange would have been nice. They should have asked us. They should have asked us.
Right.
I mean, I think I would have said black.
I wouldn't have.
Really?
Nope. I would have said peacock green or like a royal blue. Whatever the blue is, it's like a... It's
but
like
how
a,
do you put orange on peacock green?
You just do it.
Right.
Oh, okay.
You just tell a
company... Caution to the wind.
You just tell the company, like, this is what I want. And
they'll
like,
say, oh, well, we want we'll it. And you say, shut your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Shut it.
Yep.
Get the mouth shut.
Right.
Say, we want colors that do not match.
Yep.
The customer's always right.
And they'll do it. They'll be like, okay, your funeral.
Yep.
And they say, thanks.
Yep.
We want the caboose.
Can I tell you one more quick story about Yield Spaghetti Factory? So we're in the caboose. And for those that have never had the privilege of eating in the caboose, you are sort of raised up. When you're sitting in there, you're raised up compared to the other tables that are just on the floor.
You feel fancy.
So you're kind of looking down on people. Not in a snooty way, but physically.
But in a snooty way, too.
Okay. And you know that I suffer from a compulsion where I am nosy. Okay? And I will ear hustle onto people's conversations before I will talk to anybody at my table. That's priority number one.
Mm-hmm.
And I was watching a family. Dad was bitching at the two daughters he was sitting with. And I'm having a great time. Then I get distracted. One of my kids starts talking to me. Then we see Morgan leaning out of the caboose, watching people. And my boyfriend D'Lo goes, Morgan, what are you doing? She goes, I'm spying like mommy.
Mm-hmm.
And I go, Oh, boy. And I don't like that we're using the word spy.
What word should you use?
Observe. And you know what I told, D'Lo? I am an observer of people.
Mm-hmm.
And that is how that's part of my comedy craft.
Mm-hmm.
To observe people and then take the humor from it.
Yes.
So call it whatever you want. I just know Morgan's onto something.
Yeah.
And always report back to mommy.
What'd you find out? Yeah. That's why everybody likes reality TV so much, is for the comedy.
You could like, you. There could be two things.
There could be.
Okay.
I want to talk about something that I found over here. This makes me feel seen. A third of Americans save wrapping paper to reuse it.
Okay.
Wow.
Are you in the third or are you in the two thirds? Which one are you? Because I live in the third, but I'm thinking about no longer living in the third because it's crazy. It's stupid and I'm ready to give it up.
So I think I'm somewhere in the middle because I will sit there like the good mother I am and fold the wrapping paper while everybody else hand me your wrapping paper. And then I fold it, especially the tissue out of the bags.
Especially the tissue.
And then do nothing with it.
Oh, you don't save? So what are you doing?
I end up putting it away and then never using it.
Oh, no.
And every once in a while, I'll come upon some tissue and be like, oh, God, thank God we had this.
For like the birthday party and stuff like that. Sure.
But then like the wrapping paper, no, I don't do anything with that. It just sits there until I throw it away.
What about bags and boxes?
Bags, absolutely. And I do reuse them.
Okay. I have a box of Christmas bags.
Okay.
In my garage.
Yes.
That is overflowing.
Bring them in.
It's easily a decade's worth of Christmas bags. Some birthday stuff, but the birthday stuff gets used.
Yeah.
You know, it's the Christmas stuff.
I don't know why we forget it Christmas.
I don't know why we keep it. I don't use it as much as I do because you know what everybody hates? Getting a bag for Christmas.
Oh, but I don't agree with that.
I mean, if you're an adult, it's fine. But if you've got kids, if you try giving your kids their gift in a bag with paper, they're going to tell you to go F yourself in front of the Christmas tree.
I don't know that my kids have a strong opinion on the bags.
No.
If it was all bags.
Kids like opening gifts. They like the chaos of ripping paper.
Yeah, maybe.
And a bag is just like, I was running out of time. I needed to get here on time.
Or I have a box in the garage full of these things.
I mean, yes, but kids don't care about that. Kevin, we know that you're not very steeped in Christmas lore,
mm-hmm.
but do you even know what we're talking about?
Yes.
Okay.
So I love wrapping paper more than a bag.
Right. Okay. But do you save any of it?
No.
You don't even save the bags.
No, because wrapping paper, how are you going to save it if you're going to reuse it and wrap it with another
gift? That's the thing. Nobody reuses wrapping paper.
It doesn't fit anymore.
We just fold it for some reason.
30,000 Americans, though, were polled, and a third of them do.
Reuse it or keep it?
18% said that they keep it and reuse it.
Oh, wow.
Another 16% said they keep it, but they rarely end up using it again. Yeah. That's kind of you.
Yeah.
That's 34% total of people who save it. So listen, I love the planet as much as the next guy.
I mean, not enough to give your kids a bag.
Right.
So like, what do we do here? Just what do we do?
Can I be honest? Can't we just keep doing what we've been doing?
No, because we're just hoarders. We're just Christmas wrapping hoarders.
Yeah. Yeah.
No.
Has it not been working for you? I feel like it's been working for me.
Katie, my box of bags.
Bring
is
me your
stupid box.
You should bring it in and just put it in the kitchen. People take it.
I never thought about
that. Rip all the tags that say somebody's name on it.
I never thought about that.
Yeah.
And just like, say,
hey guys,
free
I brought
Christmas
in a bunch
bags.
Of Christmas bags if you could save you some time.
I'm going to do that.
The fact that I kept saying bring it to me
right.
and you glossed over
nope.
it completely. And then the second I was like, give it to everybody else.
Yeah. Well, my
you
heart.
You were like really excited about that.
My heart's with the needy. That's
sure.
that.
And I need for nothing.
Okay. I'm going to do that. But here's the catch. I'm going to do it right after Christmas.
Then what's the point?
That's diabolical.
Damn, it's 12 votes of Christmas on the wake-up call. Best of the year as voted by you all.
Scam number 3.
106.5, the end.
Gavin's phone scams on the 10th.
Okay, so I got an email from Janelle, and Janelle is lucky enough to have a friend who is a psychic.
Oh.
So I thought, you know what? Father's Day's coming up. Don Quake should finally have a sit down with his father who is dead and really hash out some bad blood between the two of them. And who better to do that with than with a psychic? Here is the phone scam.
It's Gavin's phone scam on the Wake Up Call.
Hello.
Hi, is this a psychic?
Yes.
How you doing, sir? My name is Don Quake. You probably knew that. And I'm calling because I want to set up an appointment for I don't know what you people call it, a session?
A reading? So you want to book a reading?
Yeah. I'd like to speak to my father, who is no longer alive.
Oh,
He died in 1982, and he was a real son of a bitch, a real, real, real hard one, you know. But my wife thinks that that I should have a conversation with him. So you know, and so for you know, I figure let's do this. Let's sit down, and I'm gonna finally get some stuff off my chest.
I don't usually talk to people who have passed on. I don't like to conjure up those types of spirits, especially negative ones.
I agree with you. I don't want him to possess you or anything like that. You know, I just want you to find him. And then when he comes, you say, Sergeant, your son's here, and he's got some stuff that he wants to say to you, and it's been a long time coming. And then I'm going to say, Sergeant, I want you to know that your little boy is doing better than you. You know, I want stuff like that. I want to tell him that. You know, are you there?
Yeah,
hello?
I understand. So hey, this is what we'll do for you. We can send your father a letter, seeing as though you may have father wounds. You can write this out, and I can make sure he gets a hold of it in the spiritual realm without disturbing him and bringing him back.
Okay, so I hear what you're saying. The problem is, though, he never learned how to read. And I know what you're about to say. I know what you're going to say. Everyone in heaven can read. He's not in heaven. He has too many confirmed kills to be in heaven.
Oh, no, a murderer.
Okay. No. No, this was for God and country. But, you know what they say about us. You know.
I honestly would not want to disturb that kind of spirit.
I think that he's here on Earth with us, but I can't see him. I can't talk to him, and I need to. Okay, so get him on the phone.
He sees you and he talks to you all the time through signs and synchronicities.
You're probably right about that. Every single time I lose my goddamn keys, every single time somebody move the remote from the special remote place, you know, and then I take it out on my wife and I say, stop moving the damn remote. And she says, I didn't touch it. I said, oh, it's probably the old man.
Oh, sir, I'm not sure.
So, I'll hold.
Okay, in the meantime, you can hold, but I don't think this is appropriate for me.
Dad, is that you?
No, it's still me. I'm so sorry. I'm not able to do this for you.
That sounds like something he would say.
Okay, I'm going to hang up now.
Are you still there? Alana, are you there?
Yes.
None of that was real. This is actually Gavin from the Wake Up Call on 106.5 The End. And you're on a phone scam. It's a prank phone. Your friend Janelle wanted me to do this. She emailed me and asked me to do this to you.
Oh, thank God.
I'm shocked you didn't see that coming.
Want Gavin to scam someone you know? Email phonescam at endonline.com.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor, ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Deck your home with Blinds.com.
La, 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 la.
DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Married? Congrats. But is your married name better or worse than your old one? It's time for Married Name Upgrade Downgrade on the Wake Up Call.
And you go 916-909-1065. I knew it. It was just a matter of time. Just a matter of time, guys, before she couldn't resist a sing-along. Yes. We're going to start with Janice because she's got quite the story. Janice, are you there?
I am here.
Good morning. Welcome to Married Name Upgrade Downgrade, where you tell us your maiden name and your married name, and we tell you which one is better. I understand that you have a wedding, and it is coming up very soon.
Yes. We have been talking about a wedding for years and going back and forth on what we want to do and where we want to do it. But we just decided to elope because it's just too much.
So you are eloping?
Wait, when?
Literally next Tuesday.
Wow! You're eloping?
Yeah. We looked at their availability, and I was like, I like this day. Right before Christmas.
When did you decide to do this?
Like last week, or last Thursday.
So last week you decided that next week you're getting married?
Yeah.
They
had availability this Thursday, and I was like, oh, that's just too close.
Where's they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where are you getting married?
We're eloping in Martinez at the downtown courthouse.
Huh. I don't know why I didn't realize that you have to make an appointment.
I have so many questions, but we don't have time.
I thought you could just go.
Yeah, you can walk in, but I needed an appointment just in case.
Okay, sure. So what is your current last name?
My current last name is Bellamide.
Janice Bellamide.
Yeah.
Janice Bellamide sounds like a food they only eat in Australia. Would you like a Bellamide sandwich?
Janice Bellamide sounds like the old cranky HR person in every movie.
Yeah. Go talk to Janice. And they always say Janice Bellamide.
Yeah.
Janice Bellamide,
how can I help you?
What is your married name going to be?
Uyoa.
Uyoa?
Yeah. Ulloa. No one can ever pronounce it when they read it.
Well, that's not a good start. And Uyoa, I mean, I like it, but it sounds gross.
I also can't already remember how to say it. What is it?
Uyoa.
Ooh.
Two L's make a Y sound. Ooh, Yoa.
Okay. Ooh, Yoa. It's fun to say.
It is very fun to say.
Ooh, Yoa.
Yeah. Or if you stub your little toe. Ooh, Yoa.
I have to tell you, Janice, all of this is concerning to me.
Right.
Okay? I have a lot of reservations about the speed in which we're doing this.
Yeah.
I love that we're saving money and we're doing this for the right reasons and not just to have a wedding. But I don't.
It's just all a downgrade, though.
It's making my brain go, Yoa.
It's not a Bellamide move. That's what we're going to say. So I'm going to say downgrade on the whole kit and caboodle.
I'm going to say downgrade for as well.
It's a real Yoa, but have a Merry Christmas.
And a Merry Bellamide.
Let's talk to Laura. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, real fast. What's your maiden name?
Blount.
Laura Blount?
Yes.
Blount.
I'm glad you see how silly it sounds, too.
Yeah.
I mean, Laura Blount.
Dad, my lawnmower is not cutting my grass anymore. Hey, you got a Blount blade. I think that's what's going on in there.
Doesn't Laura Blount sound, and I know this isn't true, like the least attractive girl at your school?
Yes.
And in your office.
Yeah. But it's not true. Don't worry. We're telling her. Yeah.
Well, she's not a Blount anymore.
Well, thank God. What is your married name?
Fragoso.
Well, that's not good either.
You know what? I totally disagree. I think of Fragoso. You don't want to go to the Fragosos for dinner?
The Fragosos sound like the ogres that live outside of a cave for a children's story.
And then we must sneak past the Fragosos to get to the river.
You don't want the Fragosos to eat ya.
It's better than Blount.
Yeah, it's still better than Blount.
I mean,
it's an upgrade, but you earned it. I mean, that's an uphill battle.
Yeah, that had to be in a tough life.
106.5, the end.
It's the wake up call.
Yes. Jelly Roll is filled with far less jelly now. He's lost, I believe last I saw was over 200 pounds, I think. And very impressive. Good for him. We are not here to crap on that at all. We're here to celebrate that. I do want to say, though, that a recent interview that Jelly Roll did is funny and I think a little improbable. He believes that losing all of that weight has cured him of his colorblindness. And he's telling that to, I believe, the only person who would actually believe that that is possible, Joe Rogan.
Dude, I'd say 9 months into no sugar, I forgot what it was, but it was a plant at our house. And I come outside and I grab my wife and I go, dude, how long have we had that pretty purple tulip there? Or whatever it was. And she goes, what? I was like, that is the prettiest purple plant I've ever seen. She was like, you've walked by that plant for 2 years. What are you talking about? I was like, there's no way we've had a plant that pretty. I didn't notice it for 2 years. It was bright purple, Joe. I mean, it was screaming holy robe purple. And slowly I started looking around the next few days and over the next months, I was like, I'm seeing clear color. I couldn't quit talking about it. I was in a deer blind with Cam Hain talking his face off about a bird yesterday. He goes, I didn't know you like birds like that. I like color. He was like, really? I was like, yeah, I didn't see color for like 20 years. I was like, it is awesome.
That is so okay.
It had to have been the sugar.
Okay. So if you're colorblind, I don't think losing weight can cure you of that.
I don't think so either.
I absolutely think it can't.
I think he had something else going on that sounded pretty troubling.
I'm sure his Gavin, he was like 500 pounds.
I know.
So I'm sure.
First of all, I think you're born colorblind.
Well, he said he couldn't see for 20 years.
Red flag right there. Or as he would call it, brown flag.
But no, my point is he didn't say I never saw color and then I did.
Right.
He said for 20 years he couldn't see color, which means he was born seeing color.
But that means he's not colorblind then, right?
I mean,
isn't that what that means? Kevin, you're a doctor.
I don't think weight loss correlates to your eyes.
I think that it can correlate to a lot of things.
I feel like he just wasn't paying attention to color as much as he is now.
What? I don't think that your brain actively decides. I'm telling you, with all the things that, like, type 2 diabetes can do to your body, why couldn't it affect your vision? Of course it can.
Of course it can. But
type 1 diabetes can make people go blind.
Totally. Totally.
I know people that did that Whole 30.
Yeah.
Where you just only eat whole foods, no dairy, nothing.
Yeah.
And they decided to keep going with it.
Yeah.
And their teeth got whiter. Okay. Because they removed so much junk from their system. So why would this, like...
I hear what you're saying, and I agree with all of that. But that's not color blindness. Is it possible that his vision got better because of his lost weight? Yes!
The color part of his vision?
That part, I don't know.
Okay, so what because do you call it? Because he says that he could only see...
Because I'm pretty sure color is received by the rods and cones in the back of your eye.
Yep,
so like, right. So rewiring that, I mean, is it possible? Maybe, but you're not really colorblind. You're just so obese that you're screwing with your whole system. So
are you stuck on the term? Or are you saying that...
I'm mostly stuck on the term.
That's... Okay, get over it.
Well, but you can't say that. Like, you can't say... Like,
then what term would you like?
Lack of color vision. Hold on. You could just say, my vision has gotten better.
But it's gotten better in a very specific way. He can't see better closer or further away. He specifically can see color
so better. So you can say, my color vision has gotten more vivid.
You're losing the argument.
Because this is what happens. Then you get people like RFK Jr. out there that make statements like losing weight cures color blindness. They see headlines like that and people think it's true.
Okay.
It's not, that's like me saying like I have a bad back from a slipped disc, but I tell people that I have scoliosis. They're two different things.
According to what I'm reading, excessive weight and excessive consumption of sugar fluctuations in glucose can introduce inflammation into the eye and damage blood vessels in it and around it.
Okay. So, I'm sure that his color vision got better.
Frequent fluctuations in blood sugar have also been shown to reshape the lens of the eye, leading to blurred vision and damage areas of the eye responsible for interpreting color.
I'm sure that it got better. It didn't cure color blindness. It got better.
I don't even know what your argument is anymore.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes, he's saying that it can't cure it. He had it all along. He didn't have it all along.
Then he didn't have color blindness. Color,
yeah.
We live in a headline society now, and saying something like losing weight cures color blindness how we get things like Tylenol causes autism.
The fact that you are putting those things together it feels like such a stretch.
Because we lose nuance.
Can we say it this way? A unhealthy lifestyle can affect your eyes and change your perception of color.
Yes.
I agree.
We can say that. Yes. That we can say. But when you go on Joe Rogan's podcast, right, a place that is a breeding ground for nutty health conspiracies.
And then you say something that is actually happening, but then Gavin doesn't believe it until Google tells him he's
not
wrong.
You are completely missing the point.
We are getting so many texts saying that you are not right.
I am saying that it didn't cure his color blindness.
Okay.
Okay. Well, then, you know what? I'm wrong.
You can think of a different term.
If you're out there and you're colorblind, just lose weight.
Well, there you go.
And then all your color blindness problems will go away.
How about this? If you got temporary color blindness because of your poor diet and lifestyle,
right,
then losing weight could help your colorblindness. Because we aren't talking about a person that said he was born with it. We're saying that he's a person that developed colorblindness because of his bad lifestyle. So if you have a healthier lifestyle, then under those circumstances, yes, it can.
But the text message just came in. There was no colorblindness to cure.
Then
wasn't
read all
colorblindness.
The other ones. If you're going to read that text message, read the other ones. Because you're specifically choosing one and ignoring all the others.
My father-in-law is colorblind. And he has been a pinnacle of health his entire life.
When was he colorblind?
From the day he was born.
Okay,
like
so
you
we're
are
not
with,
talking about the same thing.
So we're talking about colorblindness.
Okay, so we're not talking about the same
we're
thing.
We're talking about colorblindness.
I'm talking about diet-induced colorblindness. You're talking about something else.
I don't think that colorblindness comes from your diet. You can dull your color. That's not colorblindness.
Okay.
Okay.
1065 the end.
She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I am not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
Brought to you by American Furniture Galleries.
And she is ready for vacation, but is that gonna hurt her or help her in... Are you smarter than Katie? We're about to find out. The jackpot is $80, and we are playing with Abby this morning. Good morning, Abby.
Good morning.
Fun fact about Abby, she is Sacramento's expert on bats.
Oh.
Fascinating.
You know what? We do have a lot of bats.
We have a lot of bats.
And Abby, why is that?
I don't know.
Oh. You know, she's just never dove into that part
It.
But any other bat question, she can answer it. Go ahead and ask her any bat question. You know what? We don't have time.
Maybe
we will by the end of this, though. Katie's leaving the studio. I got 5 questions here dealing with news and pop culture. We'll see how many you get right versus how many she gets right. And like I said, the jackpot is $80. You ready, Abby?
I sure am.
All right, here we go. Question 1. The murder of Rob Reiner and his wife, allegedly at the hands of their son, has rattled the entire country. Everybody's mourning them. And their son, Nick, was found not mentally sound to stand. And apparently, it started earlier that night with a fight between Nick Reiner and Bill Hader, of all people, at Conan O'Brien's Christmas party. True or false, Nick was their only child?
False.
Question 2. Travis Kelce has been rumored to be thinking about retiring from the NFL, especially after Patrick Mahomes' injury and a season that didn't even get the Chiefs to the playoffs. And Travis's brother, Jason Kelce, is telling him to do it. Says maybe he should. You should hang it up. What team did Jason Kelce play for? Three seconds. 3, 2, 1. Moving on. Question 3. Okay. Steven Spielberg hasn't made a movie in a while, but the teaser trailer for his next one just dropped, and it looks pretty amazing. It's called Disclosure Day. You can see it by texting Alien to 909-1065 because it's about aliens and their relationship with God. It actually looks really, really good. Which Alien movie was not made by Steven Spielberg? E.T., Signs, or Close Encounters of the Third Kind?
E.T.
Question 4. Maury Povich was king of the paternity tests and daytime family drama on his show in the 90s, but he's thinking about coming out of retirement. He said that his new show would be all about squashing beefs with celebrities like Drake and Kendrick or Nicki and Cardi. I would watch that. What famous journalist is Maury Povich married to?
I don't know.
Okay. And question 5. For the second time this year, the Powerball jackpot is over $1 billion. The drawing is tonight, and the jackpot is $1.25 billion. If you choose to take the cash payout, you'll walk away with $575 million. So how much is going to taxes?
$1
$375.
All righty. Kevin, please go get Katie. And Abby, what do you do for a living?
I am a dental assistant.
You're a dental assistant? That's fun.
Yeah.
You know what? My experience with dentists, you're the backbone of the office.
Oh, yeah.
You're the one, it seems like, doing all the work.
Can I ask you a question? I thought of this just the other day. Does your back hurt?
Oh, yes. Your back and hands, they go numb and tingly after a while, to be honest.
Okay, so it's not something you get used to, right?
Yeah, definitely. Especially on your feet, too, as well. You're kind of having to move at, like, different angles to look at teeth all day.
That's crazy. That's wild. All right. Well, Abby, I'm going to put you on hold and see how Katie does. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Question one. The murder of Rob Reiner is awful. It's as awful as it can be, and almost everyone is mourning them. Their son, Nick, was found not mentally sound to stand trial right away. And apparently it started earlier that night at Conan O'Brien's Christmas party with a fight between Nick Reiner and Bill Hader, of all people, that got Nick kicked out of the party.
Oh, my God.
I don't know if we know about what they were fighting, but man. True or false, Nick was their only child.
False.
That is correct.
I believe it's their daughter that found them.
Man, I can't imagine what's going through Bill Hader's head. Because he's somebody with a heavy heart anyway.
Yeah.
And he actually has kind of like a darkness inside of him. And as something like this just feels like a lot to process.
Well, yeah, did the fight that I had.
Did I cause this? You know, anyway. Yeah. Question two, Travis Kelce has been rumored to be thinking about retiring from the NFL. And his brother, Jason Kelce, is telling him, yeah, you should do it. You should enjoy the last couple games and then take that time off and make the announcement sometime over the summer. That's what Jason Kelce's saying. Jason Kelce used to play for what team?
The Eagles.
Go Birds! Question three. Steven Spielberg hasn't made a movie in a while, but the teaser trailer for his next one just dropped. It's called Disclosure Day. Again, you can see it by texting Alien to 909-1065. It looks so good. It's got Emily Blunt in it, and it's about aliens and their relationship to God.
Oh.
Yeah. Which alien movie was not made by Steven Spielberg?
Okay.
E.T., Signs, or Close Encounters of the Third Kind?
I believe Signs.
That is correct.
Because that was an M. Night Shyamalan.
Wow, what a cinema.
Yeah.
Question.
Cinephile.
Question four. Maury Povich. I'll bet you loved Maury Povich back in the day.
No.
No?
No.
Why?
Because it was fake.
Yeah, but so is reality TV. Oh, never mind. So really, all right, okay.
Watch it.
Well, he's thinking about making a comeback, and he said that he would come out of retirement for a new show where he squashes beefs between celebrities like Drake and Kendrick or Nicki and Cardi.
It feels like a really niche market.
I would watch it. You'd watch it.
But how many?
Probably more specials, Netflix specials, if I were to guess.
Okay.
But
okay.
It'd be a series. You can't squash it all in one.
That'd be fun.
You know? What famous journalist is Maury Povich married to?
Connie Chung.
Connie Chung. I wasn't sure if you were going to get that. Yeah. In question five, for the second time this year, the Powerball is over $1 billion. The drawing is tonight, and the jackpot is $1.25 billion. And if you take the cash payout, you'll get $575 million. So how much is going to taxes?
Okay. And the original amount was what?
$1.25 billion.
Okay. 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 Okay.
By the way, people that are texting in aliens, it's just aliens.
Okay, $675 million.
Oh, my God. Wow. Where's Abby? Abby, you there?
Here.
All right. Stop thinking about bats for a second because the final score, you got one, but Katie got all five right.
Woo!
That is insane. We're going to have $20 of the jackpot tomorrow. Abby, what is it that you want to tell us?
I was not smarter than Katie.
Just not.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Today.
106.5 The End. It's the wake-up call.
All right, let's play Fun Delivered, part one of Fun Delivered. We go into the big Fun Delivered box, and we pick out what we're going to open today. Kevin, go first. So what Fun Delivered is, in case you've never heard this segment before, it is a company out of Florida that buys up lost packages that never make it to their final destination and never got opened. So it is a grab bag, and this is the time of the year for you to take part in your own fun delivered.
Great for White Elephant.
Great for White Elephant. Kevin, what kind of package did you get?
After picking it up, it felt cool. It was a rectangular hard case, but then when I touch it, there's a handle, so I'm guessing it's like a toolbox kit.
Oh. Yeah. What?
Those same shoes?
Wait, Katie's picking up shoes. What did you say?
I'm going to open this, even though I know that this is shoes.
Yeah?
I think it's that same company that keeps, like, we've gotten shoes from a certain company, like, four times. If this is the same company, I don't think that any of their products are getting to anybody that's buying them.
If that is the same shoe company, we have to call them on the air.
We
have to tell them, you've got to do better.
Something's got to give.
We're the watchdog of mail. And, like, the red sirens are going off.
And they have been for months.
Okay, we're going to find out what's in that one. Let me pick out mine for a second.
And what did you say yours was, Kevin?
I think it's a toolbox. It's shaped as a portable toolbox.
Oh, it does have a handle.
Yeah, handle.
That'd be cool.
Hard.
Maybe it's got, like, nuts and bolts in it.
Toolbox? Do I look like I fix things?
I think you look very handy.
And mine's long. It's got, like a cardboard back, but something hard on the top. Kind of like if you were to see a product with a cardboard back, but, like, a plastic bubble.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
So whatever that is. Friends of mine played Fun Delivered at a Christmas party, and they got a very disturbing, like, naked baby. Like, it's like
a silicone.
Anatomically correct.
Very anatomically correct.
Naked male baby. And, you know, and my friend, her name's Lexi, shout out to her. She sent me a picture of it, and she's like, Fun Delivered's getting crazy. And I sent the picture, obviously, to Kevin and
Katie.
And Katie. And just here's the video of it, just to refresh your memory.
It looks so real.
And Katie says, I want that.
I wish I had opened that.
Why?
I don't know.
It's haunting.
Something about small, realistic looking babies that I love.
But it's got like a dingle dangle and everything.
It has an overly large penis for a baby.
For a baby, yeah.
Yeah.
It's like babies don't have penises this big.
It's big.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the face is not great either.
Well, you know, babies. You know.
I worry about you. All right. There's part one of Fun Delivered. We're going to take a break. We're going to play some music. We're going to come back and we're going to open these live on the air. What's inside? You're about to find out. Don't go anywhere.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
All right, it's time for part two of Fun Delivered. This is the last one of the year. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. And Fun Delivered gave us so much this year. You know, we don't have time to do it now, but one year we should do a Fun Delivered recap.
Okay.
We should just go through and list all the things at once about what we got. All right, Fun Delivered, we go into the big box that we get from the company Fun Delivered of unopened lost packages, and we picked it out already, and now we're going to go around and open them one by one. Kevin, go first.
Okay,
so he thinks it's a toolbox. It is something with a little handle. Oh, and it is.
It is a toolbox.
It's a toolbox.
Does it have anything in it?
Well, let's see. Yeah.
What? Let me see.
It has, like, it's a laser bore sighter.
What?
It says laser bore sighter. I don't know.
Is it like a soldering tool?
Yes.
Oh, that's expensive, Kevin. Be very careful with that.
Like, when we got, for our birthday, we got, like, charcuterie boards.
Uh-huh.
And they said our name on them. It was probably made by something like that.
That guy that made those, he, shout out to JC, he knows how to use those. You should totally talk to him about, like, hey, I sell it to him. Maybe.
Yeah. He has one.
He has one, but maybe he wants a travel one.
That's true.
You so never.
Like I said, it has a handle.
Laser solder on vacation.
on a business trip.
When you just want to keep your hands busy.
Yeah, on a flight.
Not a flight. Just kill some time.
If you want to see it, you text in FUN, F-U-N, to 916-909-1065. Katie's going now.
Guys, I think that this is the same company.
You are kidding me.
They
Katie opens shoes again.
Okay, so it's a pair of white shoes that say just on the toe, fashion.
That is the same company.
And they're very, like, rubbery. They do not have a size. They're absolutely the same company.
We have got to call that company. And we have got to tell them whoever is in charge of shipping out product needs to be let go. I wish all Wake Up Call listeners could come to the studio and actually see it. Texting in fun doesn't do it justice.
No.
To see, you have to feel how terrible these shoes feel, like one big piece of rubber.
Yes. Yeah. I don't know. I'm worried.
All right. Well, it all comes down to this. By the way, Kevin, somebody texted in to 909-1065 and said laser bore sights are for guns.
Yeah, I just figured that out. It's to do for rifles or something.
All right, so you got to start shooting, I guess.
I'm okay.
Oh.
I don't like guns.
How much was it?
I didn't look at price. Okay. I just saw this guy put it on top of his gun, and it, like, shoots a laser for better aim.
Is it weird that you could send that in the mail?
Everything about guns is weird in this country.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'm going to go now. Thank you to whoever texted that in. Is this seasonal? It's seasonal.
What is it?
Remember, we do not know what's inside. Wow, it's a Christmas miracle.
It's a Christmas one.
Wow.
What is it, Gavin?
Stand by.
Okay.
Stand by.
How do you know it's Christmas?
Because Santa's on the cover.
Yay!
Okay, it looks like the dot ones.
This is some sort of craft. Okay, so it's like a paint by number.
Okay.
But instead of paint by numbers, you put in these very teeny tiny little beads.
Oh, it's dot art.
So it's kind of like you make like rhinestone art. Oh, guys, there's so many options.
Wow.
Gingerbread house, Christmas tree, stocking, gingerbread house, Santa. You want Christmas rhinestone weird bead stuff? I'm your bitch. Look at this stuff.
Is it Christmas cards?
Yes. They're all Christmas cards.
That's fun.
We're going to do this. We should just not do the beads and give them to salespeople.
Oh, not
a and
bad
have
idea.
Them do it themselves.
Well, sure. We can give them a little bag of beads, I guess. But yeah. Oh, okay. And somebody texted and said, Katie should open another one.
That's nice.
That's nice of them.
I don't know if we have time.
Just go grab one.
All right.
Okay,
this is exciting.
I mean, I agree.
I almost did this one. So
okay. Oh, jeez.
Pick it up for me. It's a square box.
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Whoever texted and said, Katie should open another one.
It's a beautiful jewelry box.
Uh-oh.
And I think there's something in it.
Uh-oh.
On the front of it, it's green. It's actually a really pretty jewelry box. It says Be Love.
It's like peacock green.
Open it up.
And
there's
a bracelet.
An infinity bracelet inside.
Okay.
And
what does it say? Whose picture?
Oh, hold on. It has people's names on it. Robert and Debbie.
Oh, that's
nice.
Robert and Debbie, you didn't get your bracelet.
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah, it's actually a nice piece of jewelry. I think it's for Robert.
All right, well, there you go. Fun delivered. If you want to see any of that, you text in FUN, FUN, to 916-909-1065.
1065, the end. It's the Wake Up Call.
You know how Kevin told us he's going to Vietnam next year?
Yes.
Okay. Do you know when he leaves?
No.
He leaves January 1st.
Which is next year.
Do you know how long he's going to be gone?
No.
A month.
When did we get to know this?
I told you guys.
No, you said.
You can't pull that with her.
Yeah, you said, I'm going to Vietnam next year. And then
right.
We had a whole conversation about it. I said, do you have to pay for your flight? And you said, no, my mom is paying for
right.
it. And I said, oh, that's good, because the trip was her idea.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes. I remember. Yes.
Okay.
You
when
guys
you
just
said
didn't
next
ask.
Next year.
Right. You guys didn't ask when. You guys didn't ask leading questions. So I was like, okay, I guess I'm good.
Does the company know?
The company know. Yes. Why am I going to Vietnam? That's not the question.
Oh, okay.
We know why. That we know.
Yeah, okay. See, we did talk about this.
We didn't talk that you were going to be gone for 4 weeks.
Okay. Well, if you say 4 weeks, that seems longer than a month.
Not to me.
Does the company know?
Yes.
Yes.
Why didn't they tell us?
I'm sure.
Why didn't they say, hey, guys, what's your plan?
I'm sure they thought, obviously, Kevin has told them.
They did ask me, and I said I did tell them about the trip. I just didn't tell them about the dates.
So you admit that you didn't tell us about the dates?
I thought it was told when I said next year.
Well, I guess technically you did.
Got
right,
us there.
So it is next year.
I thought that meant a year from now.
Yeah.
Who's going to do your job while you're gone? Mm. That's your job, to find that person.
To find a replacement.
Yeah, and then to bring that person to the two of us to approve.
I didn't think that far.
Okay, well, you've got 3 more days.
3 more days?
Yeah.
To find a replacement.
Yeah.
What about Nikki B?
She
doesn't know how to be a producer.
Oh, she has okay. two kids and a whole job.
And she's a real estate agent. Kevin's bringing up somebody who filled in for Katie on maternity leave
almost five years ago.
I thought...
What did you think?
The company was going to be okay with it.
What about your show after our show? By the way, I want everybody to know we are on purpose having this conversation with all the listeners because you guys deserve to know as well.
He said that
he being our boss.
Yeah.
He said what?
He didn't mention about it.
Okay.
But
I'm glad, Gavin, that you're having the reaction that I had, which was speechless. And then he just goes, hello?
What a conundrum.
Gavin, I don't know.
I know this is bad radio. This is all just is all real reaction. I'm speechless.
I felt the same way.
When Katie had a baby, the goal was for her to take 2 months off.
Yeah.
Which is not enough time, but she's a team player. You want to take half of that and you're springing it on us.
Well, I was
three days before we can do anything about it.
I was sprung on it too.
Explain that part.
So my mom was all like, okay, well, my aunt are going to Vietnam. Do you want to come? To visit family and learn about everything before everyone gets old and you can't learn about anything.
Love that.
Okay.
Support that.
So she twisted my arm.
Didn't sound like it, but when when did that conversation happen?
Last week.
It happened just last week?
Mm-hmm. So I'm speechless now, just like
at
you.
At any point did you say to your mom, Mom, I can't take a month off of my...
Well, I said, let me ask my boss.
Okay.
But she had me in a chokehold.
Mm.
Okay.
A family heritage.
Chokehold? A family heritage.
Don't you want to know where I came from?
I want to know where you came from for 2 weeks.
I want to find out who my grandparents are.
Could you ask somebody stateside?
I want to go visit their grave.
No, we want you to go. It's just
a month part.
The surprise and the length of time.
I don't even care that you're going for a month. I care that we didn't know. You have to find a replacement.
Okay.
You have to find somebody to come in and do your job.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm not sure that that is his job, just so you know.
What's his job?
To find somebody.
So it is our boss's fault.
I'm not saying anybody's fault. I'm not using the word fault here. I don't know that he has the authority to do that.
Somebody's got to do his job for a month.
Well, I know. I'm just saying, I don't know that that is something that he can just do. Just, we should probably ask somebody.
Yeah, there should probably be a manager involved. at some point in this conversation. What a time to be alive.
Well, I'll try now.
Yeah, yeah. That is it. That is the full show. We did it.
Was it good for you?
Music free, limited commercials. That's wake up call concentrate, as they say on betterhelp.com. That's what they call it. It was all brought to you by betterhelp.com. Yeah. I'm just trying to piece it all together.
Mix it in.
Online therapy. Try it because you need it. Everybody does. Online therapy, betterhelp.com/wakeupcall. That'll get you 10% off. Betterhelp.com/wakeupcall. And again, thanks so much for listening to our podcast. We appreciate it.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.